It's Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week, we take a look at Elder Law of Michigan. The nonprofit offers legal advice, training, and professional services for senior citizens, and we welcome Ron Tatro, who is Associate Vice President at Elder Law of Michigan. Welcome, Ron.
Good morning, Mark.
Tell us about some of the key services that you offer at Elder Law of Michigan.
Elder Law of Michigan is a nonprofit organization that's been around about 23 years, and our focus is really to provide a variety of services, all free of charge, to older residents of the state. Some of those services that we provide is free legal advice. We run a hotline for Michigan seniors, and that affords the opportunity for seniors to call and visit with an attorney about any legal issue that they may wish to discuss. And those can be issues such as Medicare and Medicaid issues. Those could be housing issues. Those could be consumer issues. Those could be a host of any issues.
Would you say that's the heart of the services that you offer? I mean, the name of the group is Elder Law of Michigan.
It is. Elder Law was the focus of the program when it started the 23 years ago and continues to be the cornerstone of what we do today in the delivery of services. But in addition to that, we have grown, as have many other nonprofits, and we provide many other services to augment and support the hotline.
So, I know the needs and the nature of the older population is changing, and poverty is increasingly an issue amongst the elderly. How are you dealing with that?
We're dealing with poverty in a couple of different ways. First of all, we have a program called My Cafe, which stands for Michigan Coordinated Access to Food for the Elderly. We work in more than 30 counties of the state in which we help seniors identify potential food benefits that they are eligible for. We help them complete applications that are then submitted to the Department of Human Services, who determines their actual eligibility. And we help them navigate the system to make better use of those benefits. In addition to that, another service that we provide is called the Benefits Enrollment and Option Center. And through that process, residents of the state can take a look at whatever potential benefits they might be eligible for. We have somewhere in the range of 35 to 40 different benefits that we can screen potential applicants for. Some of those benefits might include things such as free telephones, assistance with paying taxes, heat support and cold weather, and those types of things. So we're trying to address poverty in a couple of different ways.
Is growing poverty a pretty noticeable shift in recent years?
It is. Certainly the recession has taken its toll on seniors as well as all other aspects of society. And what we've seen is that as people have had to step back from the workplace because of the recession, that they have turned to the older members in their life for some sort of economic support. In turn, that has impacted the ability of those seniors to provide that support that they need. Seniors many times are the only ones in a family that may have a steady stream of income, such as Social Security or retirement investments or some other things.
And demographically, I've heard many times that the old is America's fastest growing demographic segment. Am I right?
You are correct. It is estimated that by 2040, 2045, we will have somewhere in the range of 85 million people over the age of 65 in this country. That is when we will see the baby boomers come into really full bloom. Ironically, our fastest growing group of people that we have by ratio is our centurions. Around 2030, we will have somewhere in excess of 600,000 people in this country over the age of 100.
Wow. Another issue that seniors face periodically or regularly is abuse. How do you deal with that?
We've always dealt with elder abuse or elder mistreatment since the beginning of our program, and the first way we dealt with it was through the advice that our attorneys were giving to either victims or caregivers or other folks that found themselves in those situations that resulted in abuse. In the past 10 years, we have moved to take a much more proactive approach by working with other professionals to address not only the investigation, the resolution of cases, but to look at the causation of elder abuse. The services that we provide are mostly to professionals. We are engaged in training professionals such as criminal justice professionals, and that is judges and prosecutors and law enforcement, along with human service professionals in the community, and that can range from people in mental health to medical services to housing services, on how best to identify elder abuse cases, how best to investigate those cases, and how best to utilize community resources to resolve those cases. In the past half a dozen years, we've probably trained somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 professionals throughout the state. And in addition to that, we've been working with the 40 to 50 local-based coalitions throughout the state.
A lot of our Neighbors in Action segments involve very small staffs. Elder Law of Michigan sounds like you've got a lot of people working for you.
We do not have a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
We just ask a lot of the people that do work for us. In all our programs, our staff runs in the range of about 30 to 35 people, and that includes both full and part-time people. But we ask our people to multitask. We have a very integrated organization that really affords us the flexibility to move staff back and forth to meet our demands and our needs of the clients.
I know you're based here in Lansing, Ron, but do you have offices around the state?
We have a very strong presence in Wayne County, and we have two staff people that work in Wayne County for us.
Okay. Now, what are some of the more common concerns for your clients? Is the legal advice still the most in-demand service that you offer?
Demand many times really fluctuates by what's happening in society and what our immediate needs are. Mm. Demand always remains strong for legal services. But in the last few years, one of the areas that we've spent more and more time on is working on housing. Housing in the sense of reverse mortgages, housing in the sense of foreclosures, housing in the sense of evictions. We have a program that has been established to provide housing counseling and helping services, including legal services to help support that process. So our demand is currently quite strong for those types of services that deal with housing issues and the unfortunate circumstances that people find themselves in as it relates to their housing environment.
Another more recent service that I'm under the impression this is a more recent service that you've added is protecting pensions, which has become a much bigger issue with the municipal bankruptcies and the public pensions that people previously could count on.
That is true. We have a program called the Mid-America Pension Rights Project, in which we partner with colleagues in five other states to look at how best to help people preserve those pensions, or in some cases even identify them or obtain them. As an example, when the auto industry went through the bailout, one of the things that came out of that transition was moving pensions for auto workers from the auto industry to the unions, who took them over and established private organizations to facilitate that. As you might expect, in any sort of transition of that scale, there's always issues, there are always challenges that came out of that. And our pension attorneys were able to work with clients to help them address some of those issues.
Ron Tatro is our guest. He is Associate Vice President at Elder Law of Michigan. We're talking about what Elder Law of Michigan does, its role. You're Associate Vice President. How directly do you work with your clients? I'm wondering if you could share an account of a way that you have helped a particular client that might capture your mission.
The short answer is I don't work with clients as much as I would like to, because okay. I have a lot of other commitments and a lot of other responsibilities to takes my time. However, we still do have a lot of interaction, and I guess the one story I would share with you that I always think back to was an older gentleman in his 80s who called me one day from Ann Arbor, who expressed concern about his living environment and what was happening to him, and felt that he was a victim of abuse and domestic violence. Trust was obviously a concern that he had, who he could deal with, and he and I actually had a number of conversations about his environment. Subsequently, I arranged for him to go to a local fast food restaurant where he met an outreach worker from the local domestic violence program, and they met and they had coffee, and subsequently was able to work with him and create a safe environment for him to relocate into.
Okay.
Just one example of hundreds.
And if people want to access Elder Law's services, how do they do that?
They can call a toll-free number. It is 866-400-9164.
866-400-9164. Ron Tatro serves as the Associate Vice President at Elder Law of Michigan, which is a nonprofit agency that focuses on legal assistance for elders. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Current state could always use more nominations, and we know that there are great people and organizations out there that are doing great work. We just don't know about them. If you'd like to be one of them featured on our Neighbors in Action segment, please send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.